State marijuana tax money will help Bloomington school children learn conflict resolution skills.
To feel supported in the school and to decrease violence while addressing conflict.
That's Lisa Thompson from Project Oz. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, January 29th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the state awarding Bloomington Normal not-for-profit agencies grants that use marijuana tax money to help areas of high need. Charlie Schlenker reports.
Project Oz and Prairie State Legal Services will each get more than $200,000 to focus on areas of Bloomington affected by chronic and historic disinvestment. Prairie State Director Adrian Barr says his organization will use the money to do outreach to African Americans who traditionally distrust the criminal legal system.
They generalize those experiences to encompass all issues regarding the law. And as a result, they see no difference between civil and criminal law. And so they're less likely to seek help from formal institutions like Prairie State Legal Services.
Barr says sometimes that mistrust and reluctance means Prairie State learns about a civil issue too late to fix something, an eviction, for instance.
Sometimes they have great defenses to eviction, like poor housing conditions, and so we could have worked with them to rectify the poor housing conditions or avoid the eviction if they would have contacted us earlier.
Prairie State plans to hire a non-lawyer to do community outreach and get people in the door earlier. Project Oz will use its grant to put workers in two District 87 grade schools and the junior high to work on restorative justice. Director Lisa Thompson says they'll be able to embed workers at Irving and Sheridan Elementaries in Bloomington Junior High to help children learn conflict resolution skills.
What restorative schools is doing is giving everybody an opportunity to feel supported in the school and to decrease violence while addressing conflict.
Thompson says offering the program at the grade school and junior high level will solidify skills needed for adulthood. She says that money will affect 2,000 District 87 students. It's already at the high schools. Thompson says the state's Restore, Reinvest, and Renew program, or R3, will make a big difference.
I mean, it is one of the biggest equity-driven grant programs in the state's history. There's just never been anything like it.
The grants are for 1 year, but renewable for two more. 80 not-for-profits received them statewide. Thompson says she hopes as marijuana tax revenues grow, the grants will too. 25% of cannabis tax money is supposed to go to building social equity. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Just 12 new COVID cases reported yesterday in McLean County. That's the lowest one-day total since mid-October. Our testing positivity rate dropped to just 4.7%. Governor J.B. Pritzker is pushing back on criticisms of the state's COVID vaccine rollout, saying state officials are doing everything they can to ensure timely delivery of doses. And the Bloomington Normal area economy is still down 5,600 jobs from this time a year ago. Leisure and hospitality positions are the hardest hit. The jobless rate rose to 5.2%. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A new gallery show at Illinois Wesleyan brings difficult subject matter front and center in an exhibition of posters from around the world. Every day we see posters advertising movies, concerts, and more, but the posters in this show acknowledge the critical role that all citizens should play in protecting and promoting human rights. WGLT Arts correspondent Laura Kennedy has more.
An exhibition of posters featuring challenging imagery makes a return visit to the galleries at Illinois Wesleyan University. Women's Rights Are Human Rights features posters that tackle gender inequality, violence, women's empowerment, and more. This is the second time this collection has been shown at IWU. Curator Carmen Lozar says the powerful messages on the posters makes this show deeply impactful. And the pandemic has had its influence, too. Lozar says with the main gallery closed, the Atrium Gallery allowed enough space to safely display the works. from both a pandemic and security standpoint.
So I couldn't have artwork that couldn't be locked and closed. So this had to be these reprintable posters that are, you know, we have the files, we can always reprint them if they get damaged or taken.
That was wonderful serendipity that you were actually able to do that. But also, do you feel the timing of being able to put this up right now, it just sort of jibes with cultural zeitgeist?
Yeah, and I think that this is serving as a great reminder to always causing us to be aware. Sometimes we let things slip through our consciousness and say, I'm not going to talk about that, or I'm not going to think about that. These posters do a wonderful job. They're highlighting issues of domestic violence, wage disparity, voting rights. These posters are from around the world and from cultures that we don't necessarily interact with or see on a daily basis. So our problems with maybe wage disparity or domestic abuse might be different from other cultures' women's rights issues. So I think that that widens our global perspective, looking at these other problems from around the world. Graphic designers, if you think about graphic designers, they're solving problems, right? Artists and graphic designers are always solving problems. So graphic designers have taken this problem of these women's rights issues and portrayed them in some colors that will draw you in and then you look at the message. One of the posters that I love the most is called The Abused Goddess. And it's actually a series of Indian goddesses that have suffered domestic abuse, yet they're in full regalia still of sitting on a lotus or in this serene way. And those are from a design company called Taproot Densu in Mumbai, India. And those, to look at the absolute gorgeous colors and the flourishes of artistic creativity on those, draws you in. And then you notice that the goddess has a black eye.
So are visuals just as impactful as speech?
To me, we live in a visual culture. You look at Facebook and Instagram, we are looking at images all day long. Many of these posters have text, but we are living this visual culture right now. And so posters that have these images that are very eye-catching, yes, they're speaking, they're making us stop and think.
How influential can these posters be on human behavior?
They should have an impact. Some of the posters, even I have one hanging from the last show in my office. I think that they're really wonderful, simple icons. So that it says it's of a wheelbarrow that's kind of hybrid with a baby carriage, right? And the title above it is Double Work. And it's a simplest image, but it's telling the viewer that women who are, you know, who are mothers, who are working, there's often inequalities in those areas. There's underappreciation, or people are doing just, you know, exerting them so much more, themselves so much more in certain areas. To me, these simple graphics tell huge stories.
Hear more of this interview tonight at 5 on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, a reminder to submit your questions for the candidates running for mayor in Bloomington and Normal. We're hosting twin debates March 2nd and March 9th. Submit your questions at our voter guide at WGLT.org. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.